Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Harper and Co's Comedy Consulting Suites. How can we help you today?
Well, you see, I'm running a podcast.
Oh, stop right there.
Yes?
I just have a few questions.
Hit me, please.
Just about the podcast.
You have some questions about the podcast?
Yeah, just concerning the podcast.
What questions do you have about the podcast?
Well, what kind of podcast is it?
That's a very good question.
Is it a comedy podcast?
I would say yes.
Incorrect. Incorrect answer. Everybody knows. The first rule of comedy is don't be a comedian. Everyone knows that the true joy of comedy comes from when people least expect it. The element of surprise. If you go on stage and say, or even on the mic, and say, I'm a comedian, everyone's like, oh, well, this person's, they're going to do the funny.
Well,
I've seen the funny.
It's the well-known phrase, ACAB, all comedians are bastards.
Exactly.
But I would like to say I didn't call myself a comedian. I would never be so bold.
Good.
All I said is it's a comedy podcast.
Again, first mistake.
Can I try again?
Yes.
It's a funny podcast.
That's more like it.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, good.
I like this. I like this a lot. Okay, so we're starting with your rebranding. It's a funny podcast.
It's a funny podcast for funny folks.
I like it. I like it. It's very inclusive.
Yeah.
But have you considered adding a bit of edge?
Ooh. How are we going edgy? Like, do you want it to go emo?
I'm thinking we give it a little bit of, just a little bit of irony.
A little bit of what?
Irony.
Irony.
That's still cool, I think.
Yeah.
it is because I'm a consultant in this area.
I think we've moved on from irony to just sheer cynicism. I think that's the new thing.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, it does. Honestly, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Radaloid.
As I'm sure you can tell, this is a podcast where we rank and review every Vocaloid of all time in release order.
Vocaloids, for those who do not know and are listening to this podcast.
A choice that was made.
But you're extremely valid. They are voice bank synthesizers with mascots that gained a huge popularity with a fandom, anime fandom, in the mid-2000s?
Yeah, mid-2000s, like late-2000s.
Yeah.
I would actually probably say late-2000s, early-2010s.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of them were released in that time period.
Exactly.
Mm. As the Vocaloid Wiki likes to tell us, a lot of it was marketed towards otakus.
Oh, especially this week's...
We use the O word.
We use the O word, which has a lot of issues around it.
The O slur? I don't know if otaku's a slur. I regret that one.
It's a lot of people do use it affectionately to refer to themselves. I think originally it was meant as an insult.
Yeah.
It basically just means a huge person who's a fan of things, like to an obsessive degree.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And it's usually...
Sorry, I just almost knocked my microphone over.
It's usually like anime or like idol groups, musicians, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Typically Japanese culture.
Typically Japanese culture.
Before we get into our Vocaloid for this week, though...
Mm.
We should introduce ourselves. I am Jonathan,
I'm
the host of this podcast. I'm, of course, as always, joined by my favorite comedy consultant, Harper.
Hello.
Cat Void, very good.
So, Jonathan, what have you been doing this week?
I have been playing a game I've recently acquired. That's possibly the most stressful thing I've discovered in my entire lifetime.
Oh, yes.
It is called Cook, Serve, Delicious 3.
The question marks are there.
Yeah, it's an exclamation mark and a question mark. And I feel like the only way to interpret that is like a Tim Allen-esque 3. Like that sort of vibe, you know? That was bad to do into the microphone.
It felt bad to hear. Continue on.
Cook, Serve, Delicious is possibly the most stressful cooking game I've ever played in my entire life. It is all about running a high-speed food truck with custom orders and your heat bank foods and all that kind of stuff. And I think I've almost broken the keyboard playing it.
That's right, because it's done in sort of like a teach you to type sort of way.
Yes, so for every recipe, there's a certain amount of button presses that you have to do.
Yeah.
So for For example, and just so you can see how deep it's ingrained into my brain, if I wish to make medovik, which is a Russian cake, I believe, what you need to do is type in medovics for medovics.
But that's not the same for all the dishes, is there?
No. For example, I believe it's souvlaki. Yes, for souvlaki, I have to go PNPNP.
Exactly. And what would you say is just so addicting about this game? Because I've seen you play it. You love to play it. You're very enthusiastic about it. But also it causes you a great deal amount of stress. Why do you enjoy it?
It activates my fight or flight is the only answer I can give to that of just I'm going absolutely ham on that.
To be honest, the idea of working in a food truck also initiates my fight or flight instincts.
I also really appreciate just putting together the worst goddamn like weekly recipe I could possibly do. Because like, all right, what have we got in here? We've got medovics, the Russian honey cake. We also have frozen bananas. And to top it off for your final choices, let's put in some borscht. And it's like, that's really a combination of vibes, you know?
I don't even know what borscht is.
It's a, I believe, a cold soup from Russia.
Ah, so you've got your three food groups. You got dessert, which is the bananas.
Yes.
Soup, which is the...
the borscht, yes.
And then the...
medovics, which is the cake.
Second dessert.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
The three.
Well,
three
I always think it's best to preface dinner with a dessert and end it with a dessert. So then it's as it was in the beginning, it shall now forever be.
Ah, Ouroboros eating its own ass.
Yeah, Snake eating its own ass. That's right. Snake from Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid, well known for that specific sort of
thing. I would love a Metal Gear Solid cooking game, though.
Okay.
Fruit Ninja, where you play as Raiden.
So we're going.
That's a YouTube video already.
That's definitely a YouTube video. I also love Raiden cosplayers. Yes. Thirdly, we are now making a cooking mama, but it's Metal Gear Solid game.
You have to cook to impress Snake. He's like, for my dinner tonight, I would like a well done steak.
Are we cooking to impress Snake, or are we cooking to impress the Colonel? And you are playing a Snake.
So then the question is I'm trying to make a delicious meal, but I'm dummy thick, and the clap of my ass cheeks is. Oh, knocking things over in the kitchen.
There is definitely a stealth element involved.
Stealth cooking. Okay, yeah.
No, this is what it is. This is what it is. It's Metal Gear Stealth Cook, and it's like 2 a.m. in the morning, and you're trying not to wake up your parents or your housemates, and you have to sneak around the kitchen. But the microwave is incredibly loud, and the fridge has sensors on it for some reason, because your housemates are like, don't touch my food. I'll know if you touch my food. And they've put like alarms
that
on the fridge.
That sounds like Kaz, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
This is really powerful, because you still made it Metal Gear, so it insinuates that it's Snake sneaking around the base's kitchen. Okay, good.
It's still Snake.
You have to time the microwave press so that it doesn't make the very loud ding noise when it goes off. It's a very dangerous game to play.
Exactly, exactly.
I think we have money here, TM.
Kojima, at me.
Kojima doesn't have Metal Gear anymore.
Oh, that's right, he don't.
Konami, talk to me. Don't talk to me, Konami.
Don't interact, Konami.
I'll make a gacha game based off it, I guess. It's not gacha. What do they own? What's the weird, like, marble game?
I don't know. Oh, pachinko.
Yeah, that's one. I'll make a pachinko cooking game. Don't know how that works. Let's try it.
Awful.
It's all gobstoppers. You can only make gobstoppers.
It would be those gobstoppers from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where you eat them and they taste like that meal. Yeah, you know the one I mean, where you're like, I feel like roast beef, and you put it in your mouth and it's like, I can taste the gravy.
Hey, that sounds like the worst.
I would hate it so much.
Like, the idea of putting in just a tiny tablet and getting the taste of a full meal all at once just bursting into your mouth.
I'm not ready for that. Like, mentally, I would collapse.
Yeah. Arthur would enter a stroke.
Enter a stroke?
That's not how that works.
I would have a flavor stroke.
Yeah, a flavor stroke. It's a dark affliction suffered by Guy Fieri. Or is it inflicted by Guy Fieri? It's inflicted.
It's inflicted by Guy Fieri.
Enemies of the Fieri suffer from a flavor stroke.
Face my wrath. Though, just on the topic of gachas.
Yes.
In keeping with our segment, Gacha Watch.
Gacha Watcher, yeah.
Gacha Watch.
Yeah.
I've been playing a gacha. Oh. The turns have tabled, and now I am the gacha fool.
What is the gacha?
I've finally been caught in the gacha trap.
Of?
Cookie Run.
Yeah, that... You know, that tracks. That's very on brand for you. It's a very cute game. Who's your favorite cookie that you've got so far?
Squid Ink cookie.
I'm just going to have to... That sounds terrible.
There's a lot of flavors that Cookie Run brings out, and you're like, I never want to eat that.
But Squid Ink cookie's so cute.
It can't remember much, and it's always hungry, and God, if they ain't valid.
That's so baby.
So baby. And see, the thing about Cookie Run that got me over other gachas... is that it actually has gameplay.
I don't understand.
It actually has gameplay. It has all these different types of races you can do. And, well, basically, they're all the same race with just different names on them. It's still very fun to play. And, like, I love all the cookies, and they're really cute.
But, Harper, that doesn't sound like a gacha to me.
I know. It has too much effort put into it.
Exactly. Well, I have found an Iron Maiden gacha that I am trying to get. You know, all of the beloved Iron Maiden characters like Eddie. And Eddie.
Wait. You say Iron Maiden.
Yeah, as in the band.
The band.
They have a gacha.
But what purpose?
Money. They're not rich enough as it is.
That is why gacha is made, yes.
Bruce Dickinson, that's the lead singer, right? I'm pretty sure.
Dude
already has a pilot's license and flies the Iron Maiden private jet to concerts.
They have a private jet. I didn't realize Iron Maiden was that big.
Dude.
I knew they were big, but that big.
They made power metal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And now that we're on music, let's get into our Vocaloid for the week.
I love these smooth segues.
That's what we in the business call professionalism. Uh-huh. So yes, our Vocaloid for this week is CU. So let me get into my background research on CU. So some background research on CU. I've got a bunch of notes here. So CU was a Korean Vocaloid.
Yes.
That ended up being really unpopular due to politics.
Exactly. I know, right?
Because to my understanding, I could be wrong here, there's still quite a bit of bad blood between South Korea and Japan. And so groups on both sides were apparently upset at what was happening.
Yeah, I don't think we should get too heavy into it, because
I'm not an expert. Yeah. I will say the name came to the creator's mind after they watched the 2009 film Avatar.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they saw the line, "I see you," and the creators were like, "Ah, yes, that must be a character." And I'd like to say it just shows that at least that movie created one good thing.
Hey, I'm sure, okay. Now we're going to talk about Avatar for a second.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk about Avatar. It's got a lot of issues. It's got a lot of problems. But... hey, special effects at the time, pretty groundbreaking.
I'm pretty sure that company shut down.
Well, ignore everything I just said.
I'm pretty sure that's one of the cases of, like, companies spending a lot of money making CG and then instantly shut down. Same with Life of Pi, same with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, that's...
It happens every time.
Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah, because the visual effects animation industry doesn't get enough money.
They don't get the respect they deserve because that's really hard to do. As someone with a diploma in animation, that's really hard.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's the same thing with the video games industry of people getting fired and rehired constantly.
Yeah, so video game industry, bad for
new industries. Back to Vocaloid, though.
Oh, yes.
CU was apparently described specifically to be Moe.
Yes. She was one of the first Vocaloids there's another Vocaloid which is described as the first Vocaloid.
Yeah, that's our next week one, yeah.
That's our next week one. I think this one isn't counted as the first because she's from the SBS AT or whatever company.
It also had a weird release, being released in South Korea first, then Japan, and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. So, yes, but she was aimed specifically for the otaku part of the Vocaloid fandom.
I've got that right here.
Yes. We both read the wiki page.
Specifically made to be Moe.
Yeah.
Assigned Moe at birth.
Which is a weird word. Like, we don't have it in our English dialect, but I think in the Japanese thing, it's like a version of cute.
It's basically a slang term.
Yeah.
It's strong affection mainly towards characters who are, like, very cute.
Yeah. And, like, boy howdy, if CU ain't cute.
CU is adorable.
CU is so sweet.
Which I think, on that point, we should get into look.
We should absolutely get into look, because I think there's a lot of nice details in her design.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. I've sort of copied and pasted from the wiki article, because it gives a really good rundown.
It does give a really good rundown. So, do you want to hit us with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So her cat ears, so she's got little neck and mimi, are speakers that, according to her illustrator, they're actually detachable. Her neckband is a CD player. Sound waves light up on the rectangle of her flat shoes and on the upper part of her chest. There is a pause button at the back of her clothes, a power button on the ribbon of her neckband, and an on button on one of the buttons at the front of her top. But, like, I actually really like that rundown. I like all the features of her outfit. It's another different design style than what we've typically had.
Absolutely. But it works really well because it takes that idea of a digital Android diva and just takes it to the best possible place. Like, she probably has an inbuilt mixing board at this point.
Yes.
She could just play all her music herself. She wouldn't even have to move. She'd just let it go through her speakers, maybe open her mouth a little.
Yeah, 100%. Like, she's it actually really gets the Vocaloid idea, right? Where she is just a full synthesizer. She is synth.
I love that. Like, if you look at her design underneath her ribbon, she's got like little sound waves on her like neck thing, and I could totally see those bouncing with the music.
No, it's a really cute design. I love the hair as well. Yes. The bangs are very cute with the massive mane behind her. Like, it is.
She's just a good design.
It's good design is the thing.
It's so cute.
Yeah, yeah. It's maybe. I'm like, honestly, I'm just overall positive on this thing.
I'm such a fan. And like, I think this is interesting because apparently also to do with her design, she had like a little mascot.
Well, yes, the fungus.
The fungus cat.
I've got the name here.
Yes, yes. Because I went through and I looked at all the other Vocaloid mascots.
Yeah.
So, of course, Mew's mascot, the cat that was based on the real life cats in there. Also, Miku has a pet rabbit.
Oh, that's really good.
It's really good. And it's also kind of like a Magical Girl mascot because it came out with her magical like design release.
That's so good. That's so good.
Specifically.
Designed for you.
Designed for me.
Targeting your branding.
Rabbit, and I love Magical Girl.
And Miku.
I do love Miku.
The cat is called Gompang Yi, I believe is how you say it. I'm not an expert on pronunciation.
Yeah, neither.
But like just everything about her design is delightful.
Yeah.
Even the illustration like they've used for like the sparkles coming off her wristbands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She has little lens flares coming off that. Like it just looks really nice.
So good. She's a sparkle given human form.
Yeah, yeah. Delightful all around. I'm positive.
I am absolutely positive. Also, just one tiny important bit, she does have the cat mouth.
Oh, she does have the little. We can only communicate it with gestures. The colon three face.
The colon three face, and it's extremely good.
Yeah, which takes us to personality. The only really canon personality we've got is that she dreams of being an idol loved not only in Asia but also in Europe as well. She wants to be international. I appreciate that.
I think she reached that point. Would you say that CU has achieved her dreams?
She's one of the least popular Vocaloids. So unfortunately, I think the answer might be no.
Your point. But we are not discussing her, are we not?
We're discussing every Vocaloid.
Fuck.
We discussed Ryuto and Sweet Anne.
Excellent point. I guess she won't really achieve that dream until she plays Coachella.
Well, wait, hang on. Because Hatsune Miku's doing Coachella, that means we can get so many others at Coachella.
Exactly.
I want Big Al at Coachella doing Big Al's polka. Big Al's little polka. No, Little Al's big polka. There we go.
All the people in the crowd will have no idea what's going on.
Except for me, and I'll be losing my shit.
Yes.
I will fly over to America specifically for Coachella. Let's do it. And I'll be singing along the whole way. Alan was a little kid by name once called.
You'll bring in your accordion.
Yes. Oh, I still need to learn that. I'm going to.
Big reminder. The
fungus cat friend is fantastic. I found a headcanon from the... hang on a second. Let me get the name of this right.
Okay.
Beto Beto Project, which is like a big fanon project for like personality RPs, that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The headcanon states that she mews a lot, which makes me think she used the Owo voice.
You know what? Throw it all out the window. I don't care about her aspirations. I don't care what's canon.
All I care about is Owo.
She's that exact Owo personality.
Yep.
A bit of mischief, probably says ultimately curse things, you know.
Yep.
She's the gremlin of the group.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's gremlin.
See you walking up to the other Vocaloids. Hello.
Hello, is this?
Could I please sing with you?
All listeners instantly turn off.
We deserve it. If we see a drop in subscribers this week, it's deserved.
Is exactly why we did this.
Otherwise, the other thing that they mentioned is that she hates puns on her name.
I did not
which
see that fact.
I'm very glad I read that because I was about to make a pun about on her name before went on the podcast before I read that.
And see, then she would just sort of materialize behind you.
Oh yeah.
Omaiwa Shinderu.
Oh yeah. You know that the meme currently of her like of characters reaching out of the screen?
Yes.
That's what would happen. I would switch to the tab of a picture of her and then she'd grab me and I would die. I would die on the spot.
With a realistic hand, just she's got like the cursed emoji face, like
yes, 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 100%. Feral cat with like the eyes going red.
Yeah, ooh, lens flares.
Lens flares.
Yes.
As we know from the greatest director, J.J. Abrams, lens flares add to everything.
God, that... I thought you were going to say Junji Ito.
The greatest... Junji Ito and his lens flares.
Well known.
Hang on. I would like to see a horror story about just lens flares.
I would be so into that, actually.
Let's see what they could do about it.
Yeah.
But, like, there's not much for the personality, but I'm positive on what there is.
I think she's cute,
yeah,
man.
Like, she's adorable. Like, the thing is that, like, giving her the Owo and Mew thing just adds so much.
It does. And, like, She has what I will hence label the Gumi effect.
Yes.
Where she's just so cute and nice looking that it overrules everything.
The thing is, we've had 3 cat vocaloids in a week.
Yeah.
In a few after a row.
Oh my gosh, we have.
Nekomura.
This one.
Mew and this one. So who's the favorite?
Okay, well, I have to go with CU because like I loved her. I was a CU fan when she wasn't cool.
Oh, were you?
I was.
Oh, you're a big fan.
It was weird the how she was one I found because usually I just knew all the really popular vocaloids, but it must have come up.
Yeah, it
happens. I just saw it. I'm like, I love this design.
Yeah. A bit like, overall positive.
Actually, I can honestly tell you where I actually found out about it. Are you ready for this journey?
I'm so ready.
It was just absolutely gorgeous fan art that I found on DeviantArt.
That explains a lot. That's good.
It was good, though.
And that's going to take us to voice. I will play my song first. It is called Pied Piper.
Ooh.
By Team PCP.
Nice.
So coming to this one, I find that she definitely has a nice voice.
Absolutely.
Like it has a clarity to it. Mm. Like that we keep talking about like a preciseness with the words that we really appreciate.
Oh, totally.
And it especially works on slow songs.
And this is like probably one of the few slow songs I've heard her sing. And it's really nice to hear her voice with that sort of classical touch.
Yeah, 100%.
I think the creator really went for a different vibe there, but it was really nice.
Yeah. My one complaint is that her voice gets like a little bit tinny when it goes high.
Yes.
It doesn't maintain as it goes higher.
I think that's exactly it. I think that's because I was saying before, like, I'm not sure how I feel about her voice. And you've just called it right there. I'm like, there's something off about it, but I can't say what. It's the tinniness.
Yep. Yeah. And it's, I think, a thing you can counteract if you plan the song correctly.
Absolutely.
But it's just so many songs call for that high climax and that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Shall we hear yours?
Yes. Okay. So mine is Fantasy. I think it might have been a demo song originally.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, and it's just a good one. It's probably like hers that I remember the most from my weeb days.
Hey, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so with that one, it's interesting now hearing back onto it, because I think the first time when I listened to it, it was before like I had heard K-pop, and now listening to it, I'm like, oh, that's a K-pop.
It's a K-pop song.
It's a K-pop, and she's meant to be a K-pop idol.
It actually tracks in the branding. I would say, like, again, she isn't that powerful.
No.
In that, like, that's the biggest drawback of the voice, is the lack of power to it.
Exactly. You could see her totally being part of, like, an idol group.
Yes.
And she'd have...
She'd do the cutesy part. That's how it works.
Exactly.
Now, why are you playing that to me?
Yeah.
You did... direct me to the Wikipedia page of the actor, the voice provider.
The voice provider was from a K-pop idol group.
Yes, let me
check
the name real quick.
I think they were called
Glam. The group is called Glam, and her name is Dahee Kim.
Yes. So the group, unfortunately, this is very difficult to talk about because it's not as funny, but it's just wild to know.
It is shocking when you're doing background research on a Vocaloid to go to the Wikipedia page and go, blackmail scandal and disbandment.
Exactly. And it's all because of this one...
the voice provider.
One lady. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Two ladies.
Two ladies. My mistake. But I wasn't sure if the other one was part of the group or not.
Oh, no, that was just a model. Yeah, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's just wild to me.
Yeah. They blackmailed a man.
They blackmailed a man. That's nasty. That's not right to do.
No. Boy, howdy, that colors my opinion of CU, unfortunately.
Oh, no. CU is not...
No, CU is not doing that. CU is not doing that.
CU is not her voice actor.
No.
CU is her own person. She is an individual. She has her own aspirations and ideals.
That is true. That is true.
She's going to make a better idol pop group than her voice actor.
That is true.
Yes.
She's a character all to herself.
Exactly.
But like on the voice, I'm mixed, honestly.
I'm mixed with positive leanings because of the cute factor.
Of course. Like, it's got cutesy leanings, but I think it doesn't stand by itself.
Absolutely.
Which you have to consider, you know?
Oh, totally, totally. So, yeah, it's a mix.
Yeah. Which will now take us to our rankings.
We enter the rank zone.
Okay, first up.
Yes.
Simples. Kaito.
Okay, I profess to use appearance.
Yep.
I prefer her personality.
Yeah, you prefer the cutesiness, yeah.
And voice is hard, but like she wins on those two.
Yeah. She, I like Kaido's voice more, but I think she wins in that regard.
Exactly.
Which means now it is against Big Al.
Okay.
I like Big Al more. I want to be clear on that. I like Big Al so much more.
We enter a contentious point.
Yes.
We enter such a contentious point.
Yep.
So first off.
Yes.
Do not like Big Al's design.
What about when he's like Rockabilly Zombie?
Rockabilly Zombie, I still prefer CU's design to Rockabilly Zombie.
What? That man's wearing leopard print. He's bearing it all for you. That's bravery.
That's bravery? He didn't have to do that. I didn't ask him. Yep. Whoa, Big Al, hey, you don't have to wear that. You don't have to do that to yourself, man.
But he wanted to.
Well, if he wanted to, that's his prerogative. I'm still going to
have
my
Big Al's out
opinion.
Here after concerts jersey swapping with the fans. That's the life that he lives.
And I'm happy for it. He's living his best self, absolutely. I just personally prefer CU's design. I think it's a better cohesively. I love the colors.
I hate this so much.
So...
I hate this.
The podcast is disbanded with over Big Al discourse.
Okay. Personality.
Personality is a hard one because Big Al does come in with being a war criminal.
He was doing his best to get better.
He's trying better. There's actual character development. Is the war criminal thing canon? Or
no, that's a fanon thing that we've just adopted into our canon. That's part of our canon. He wasn't a war criminal. He was a machine made for war. He was functionally a Gundam, I'll have you know. Functionally a Gundam is a really good sentence.
I'm functionally a human. Moving on.
I'm not even functionally a human.
Anyway, so in this Raito-verse that we've created.
In the Raito-verse, yeah.
He is a Gundam.
Well, yes. Yeah. He's a Gundam.
But then that brings in... Okay, if he's a Gundam... Is CU, CU would be an android.
And CU has Owo voice.
CU does have Owo.
And so you're challenging me to choose between my two biggest loves, Gundam and Owo.
And see, I feel like we're fighting between two characters that were made specifically for each of us. Like, yes. Big Al was specifically made for you. CU was specifically designed for me.
Now, I will remind you, I did get Gumi to the top of the charts.
God, no, you can't use this. This is... You can't blackmail me with this.
I'm just in the spirit of CU's voice provider.
This is not an okay joke. This is not an okay joke.
I think it's fine.
I'm backpedaling so hard.
The crime happened a few years ago. It's fine.
But people still were affected by it.
That's true.
Anyway. Oh, fuck, this is so hard. Okay, it's going to come down to voice.
Yep. I like Big Al's more.
I think Big Al has a better voice. Woo! I'm going to destroy you. Going to absolutely bury your body in cement.
Big Al's still in the top five, baby! let me just do a coin flip.
So angry.
I'm playing the long con with Big Al, waiting for the inevitable redesign where he looks like a cool anime boy.
When he gets a good design,
it's still good.
Then he's
Kamui Gakpo.
Of course I prefer CU from Gakpo. Okay, so they took the idea of cool android singing person but made it cat.
Yeah, they've perfected it, is what they have.
They perfected it.
All of the other ones that we've done up now that were just like cool android singers, they were experiments that didn't necessarily work out.
And CU was the final ultimate version.
You're not a fan of Gakpo's personality?
Weirdly enough,
yeah,
no.
Strange. All right, in that case, Rin and Len.
I think I prefer CU.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, here's the thing. Rin and Len have a lot of like sentimental value. They're very popular in the fandom.
Yeah.
They've just been like, they've been done with everything. Yep. And I think we have to acknowledge that maybe actually they are maybe a bit better.
They're a bit better?
I think they're a bit better.
They were more popular, but also they didn't have politics affecting them.
They didn't. Unfortunately, yeah. Unfortunately, CU does come with the unfortunate side effects of politics.
Like, we don't know what she could have truly been.
Exactly.
I don't know where I stand on this one.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Rin and Len, like, I enjoy their voices and the flexibility to them. But that's like an unfair advantage at some points.
Exactly, because they've had also more versions and more updates to their voice bank to improve it, whereas I think CU only got the one.
Yeah, I believe that's true. Mm. Look wise, I think I prefer CU's design.
Yes.
It seems more cohesive to me.
CU's design.
Personality, like, both are kind of limited. It all relies on fandom.
It's all relies on fandom.
In our Rateiverse, I prefer CU's.
Yes, in our Rateiverse.
So I think CU wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means that our new number 6th Vocaloid of all time.
CU.
Coming in at number 20, Ryuto. Coming in at number 1, Gumi. And still number 5, Big Al, my boy.
I'm so...
Risky strats, boys. Let's go. Welcome to my live stream, awesome Vocaloids done quick.
You can't speed run Vocaloids.
Watch me.
Watch me speed run making a song. It's oh my god.
No, there's literally live streams for that. So
speed running making songs.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that makes sense. Actually,
I did accidentally just move Big Al up to number 2. That was an accident.
Stop! You're not allowed to have
that. Was an accident.
No, I'm taking away my Excel computer privileges.
Well, I think it does mark the end of this podcast. Find us on social media. On Tumblr at rate-a-lloyd.tumblr.com.
Find us on Twitter at LloydRate, which is capital L, capital R.
Yep. I've also chucked the Patreon link for That's Not Canon in the episode description for last week's and this week's. So check that out if you can. Spare a bit of money. It's always good to do.
If you can, consider donating.
Check out the other That's Not Canon podcast. There's a bunch of great stuff on the network.
They're all hella cool.
We're the dopest. reviewers, please. And tell your friends. And join us next week where we will be reviewing Tone Rion.
See you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.